Mac Menard is a fisheries biologist now working as a consultant for the Mat-Su Borough. He says the board's action today focuses primarily on Kenai River king salmon, but it could be beneficial to the Mat-Su on two fronts. First, the changes allow Cook Inlet set netters to use different sized nets for targeting sockeye salmon based on studies that indicate king salmon swim lower than sockeye do.
The board incorporated into this proposal a mechanism to test that. They created some incentives for east side set net fishermen to go to that shallower net. And that's an opportunity to pass some kings through into the river, make the set net fishery a little cleaner, which then could lead to a little more aggressive fishing for sockeye by that fishery.
Menard said if the experiment was successful, there could be more kings escaping to the Northern District and Valley River drainages. He says the new plan allows state fish and game managers more flexibility to open or close the fishery to meet escapement goals. The compromise language that passed board approval was the work of Tom Klubertson, a former Mat-Su Borough Assemblyman who has long been involved in the borough's fight for more salmon for local sports fisheries.